Who is by the excellence of your mighty Ruayah, we enter into the presence of our great King. We come before you to worship, to bow down, to intrigue you the Most High. We prepare our minds, we prepare our hearts for the hearing of the word of Yah today. You may speak unto Israel out of the strength and the foundation of your Torah. We prepare ourselves to hear by the certain sound of the shofar. By your enlightenment, Almighty Yah, that the light of your menorah, your Ruachim, rest upon Israel, and the power of your truth will fill the inward parts of the bite of Israel. Now we bow before you this Shabbat, this great time of Shabbaton unto our Abba. We come to rest in Yahshua the Lamb. We take our comfort and delight in the revelation of your truth in Yahshua. And so bless us all, I do pray, and strengthen every heart in here today. Those that are listening by the live stream today, that will join us from different parts of the United States and other parts of the world, we do pray for them this day, that their ears will be open to hear. They may understand the simplicity of your truth. They may adhere to the instructions, the counsel, the commands of the Most High One. For you have made man and created him in the power of your image, that he may show forth the excellence of your directives, your power in the midst of this earthen realm. So we pray for Israel. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We pray for the elect seed of the remnant, those that you will take through the fiery trials of the tribulations. Yet they shall come through as pure gold. And the power of the testimony of Yahshua will not be lost in their mouths, but it shall resonate from the inward parts. They shall cry out in that name. In the name of Yahshua is the deliverance of Almighty Yah. They shall be holden of you, Almighty Yah. For they have held fast to the testimony, the living power of the Torah in Israel, by the strength of the witness of that profound truth, Yahshua. For it shall resurrect them, even in the midst of great trials and great battles. For there is a certainty of assurance in the mighty testimony of Yahshua. So we testify of his mighty power, for we declare him the Son of Yah, the promise of Israel, Hamashiach of Israel, the whole house of Yehuda at Israel, that we are one in Yahshua the Lamb. We declare in that mighty name your strength upon Israel, that he may be a strength unto to the remnant of the sea there in Newport News. Bless them today there and those that are gathered in the body of Yahshua in many parts of this nation and the nations of the world. Strengthen them, I pray, in Yahshua's mighty name. We barak you, Yah. Blessings upon you for your mighty strength upon us, the assurance you have given unto us. Bless Israel today. Touch your people mightily. Strengthen us by your word today. Let your word be a strength in our bosom and an assurance of this testimony of Yahshua that lies deep in the inward parts of Israel. For we shall not deny you, Yah. We shall not deny the power of Yahshua that rests in us all. Let this service be one of great accolades unto you, Yah, as we sing, as we dance, as we honor you this day. We ask it in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. We believe it's done in that mighty name, and we trust you for the Teshua in Yahshua. Israel cried, hallelujah! 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 For we do stand in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. We know that our HaMashiach is the witness of your authority and truth. For he is the Ematz, the truth of Yahweh. And we delight in Yahshua. As the old Kiddushim could say, fellowship with us this day, Almighty Yah, in the presence of your HaMashiach, your living words. Let it be a strength unto Israel. And all those that are listening, whoever they may be, we ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. And we trust you for that. Teshua, victory in Yahshua. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah enrich you today. Shalom, my brother, my sister. Shalom. Yabaraki, you may be seated. What a great delight and a great privilege to stand in the presence and the awe of the Most High. For he has created man for his purpose, that the excellence of his name may be known throughout the earth, and that man may declare the beauty, the power, and the strength of his majesty. For it is a reality, brothers and sisters, that this life is only as a vapor of smoke. It is a temporal thing. You're not going to live forever in this physical, biological realm. We can do all we can to alter the deterioration of our bodies, but I'm here to tell you there is a finality to it all. We shall cease to live in this biological realm. I do not believe that the earth's order came out of some atomic, some kind of atmospheric, cataclysmic mayhem. I believe that the magnificence of man was created by one that made him in his image, that he may know him and the creator of all things. We're not some creatures that have evolved. We have been made by the power of his expertise and the dynamics of the power of his Yahshua, his living word, as he breathed the breath and the power of life into man, that he began to dialogue with him. He began to talk with man. So we ask Yah to speak to us. Speak to my heart, Yah. Speak to my mind. Let the living power of Yahshua, your words, be real in me, that I may obey it with a sincere devotion unto my Creator. For he is Yahshadiah, the Most High, and there is none other like him. The world today, in all of its religious practices, have turned a deaf ear unto the truth, the Torah of Yahweh. There is no power to sustain life unless there is a directive of direction from the one that has created you, that he would guide us into the pathways that leads unto him. And religion never does that. It never leads us unto the Most High. It brings about a tremendous gulf of divide and separation. That is why we as Yisrael, we need the mind of Yahshua. Without that mind, we will never comprehend the things of Yah. We will always be in turmoil. We will always wrestle with the truth. We will always battle and rebel and refute what Scripture commands us. For the truth is simple. Was not the body of Yahshua, it was not some kind, I do not believe it was some kind of physical dynamic body. I believe it was just a simple little plain body. I do not believe that he was 7'9" or 10 feet tall. I believe he was the average sized man, that he walked among Israel and they did not know him. So the body or the physical state of him was not complex. And so is the word of Yah. It is not a complex word. It is a simple truth. And the simplicity of this truth, it is based upon one strength that he has imparted into us all. He has given us all the measure of faith, of emunah, confidence, to believe what he says. It is just a matter of believing it. That's all it is. It is not wrestling with it, compromising, or trying to find some alternate alternative. It is simply believing it. It is just simply believing it. That's it. That's all he asks us for. For the measure of that emunah that he has placed in us to believe him. To believe him. Simply to believe. If thou canst believe that he is the word of Yah, then all things are possible with Almighty Yahweh. And so it is the battle of our unbelief that removes us away from the very power of his strength, that we began to allow doubt to creep in. That's why our minds must be trained by the same disciplines as the mind of Yahshua was trained. You're not going to become a mechanical engineer without your mind, your concept, and the thoughts of that dynamics be imparted into you. We will never be like Yahshua unless our minds are trained like him. Do you understand the world is training the minds of the people to deny the power, the authority of Almighty Yah? They're training their minds to accept everything that is false and wrong. So when this anti-Hamashiach power rise, that they will all side with this power birth from the belly of hell and death. It is training their minds through all forms of disciplines. And they are being disciplined by the breath that is being breathed into the world today. It is one thing about the winds or the breath of the Ruach or the Ruah of Yah or anything. It always empowers life into that which receives what it says. So the world today is receiving the beguiling of Shaitan of hell. That is why it rejects the Imat, the truth of Yah. It is certain that once a man began to walk in the power of this pure Imat, he is free. He will be made free. His mind will be made. His lev, his heart will be made. And we will not fall to the guise of hell and be taken under the yoke of bondage of darkness. The reason we are taken because we are listening to the winds that are blowing in the earth today. And the winds are the power of life that the words and the actions and deeds impart into you. And you become alive by their speech or their saying. And you begin an animation or an action on what they have said. Not upon what the Torah that Yah has placed within Israel. And when that living light of Yahshua resurrect that truth, then it calls us to walk in the instructions, the disciplines, the counsels, the statutes, the teachings of Almighty Yahweh. We must hear what the Ruah says. We must hear what the Spirit of Yahweh speaks unto Israel. And if we do not hear that, we're going to be as zombies. We're going to walk as dead men and women. Because it is the Ruah, it is the Spirit of Yah that gives life. And we need that Ruah, the Spirit of Almighty Yah in Yahshua, to give us life. The mind today is against anything that is pure. We see the scenario that is transpiring with this little floozy Jezebel, 16-year-old, hurled out of hell, birthed by the belly of hell, this Spears girl at 16 years old. And she's pregnant, and so the world says,
We will not condemn that action. We will use that as a platform that we will begin to open up the minds of the little ones that sexual prowess, it's okay, it's just how you do it. And what an honorable thing that she is doing, that she chose to keep her baby. You know, there was a lad here in the state of Georgia that had a relationship with a young girl. He spent 2 years in prison. Now the same scenario has transpired with this little Jezebel. She is a slut from the gutters of hell. And the minds of this generation are trained by these Jezebel figures, these effeminate faggot, wicked men, and you allow that spirit to pour into your homes and to entertain your mind and to cause the life to rise in you. It is Shaitan's way of sending forth his spirit that he costs his life. And I will show you whether you have the life of Yah or the life of Shaitan in you today. I'm not here to play around with some form of religious practice. We must enter into the kingdom. There is no time for us to procrastinate. There is no time to consider what Yah says. When you hear the emats, when you hear the truth, the disciplines of Yah, do not harden your mind. Do not allow your heart to be hardened. Do not become obstinate and adamant until you receive understanding. No, you receive it. You receive His emat, His truth. And as the truth began to become revealed unto you, it makes you free from the power that condemns you. And it is your own carnal, natural mind that destroys you. So the powers that be to reject the power of the testimony of Yeshua, they have testimonies of their Christos, their gods, and their Christs, their Baals, but they do not have the testimony of Yeshua. Listen, brothers and sisters, the power of His testimony is simply this, that He came in the name of His Abba. He did not come in some alternate name, but He came in the name of the one that sent Him to declare the power and the authority of that name. That He raised the dead, He healed the sick, He cast out Shadim's demons, He cast down the authority of men to show them the supremacy of the power of Almighty Yah. And the name of Yahweh is greater than Herod. It is greater than Pharaoh. It is greater than Bush. It is greater than Gore. It is greater than Clinton. It is greater than Putin. So He came to declare the authenticity of the power of the one that sent Him. He did not come by some mythical trinity of powers or pantheon of gods. He came by the one that sent Him unto Israel, that our strength, there must be a living testimony. And so Shaitan raises up these Jezebels in this spirit of seduction. It is all over the world today. Do you understand how many little minds that little whore spears, how many little ones you affected? And they will smooth it over, as he says there in the story. What's his name? Just smooth it over. Come on, you all know the story we listened to. Matthews, as he says, just smooth it over. Just smooth it over. So that's what they will do. They will smooth it over. So it gives the minds of the young ones a legitimate right that the promiscuity and the spirit of whoredom, it is all right. This is what destroys a people and a nation, my friend. When you find them that young, that are engaged into mischievous activities of that nature, it is not the act that is performed that is causing one to do that. It is a deeper depth to that. It is a form of idolatry and spiritual Baal worship. That's what it is. And every directive comes from that Jezebel known as Hollywood. She teaches you how to dress. And Torah teaches you how to dress, daughters of Zion. Moderate, shamefaced. And these whores out of Hollywood tell you to dress like a Jezebel out of the pit of hell. Torah teaches you, man, how to hava, to love your wife, to raise your sons and daughters in the fear and the admonition of Yah. And these faggot, effeminate men out of this cauldron of hell called Hollywood, they tell you to lay with everyone and be unfaithful with your wives. You allow that damnable thing to penetrate your mind, your homes, and that's the guiding light of your home. It is a light, isn't it? It is a light, isn't it? Sure it is. You can darken the house to its darkest darkness that will inhabit the house, and turn that thing on and see will it not light up. You can see from every room. It is the light of the home today. Yahshua is the light unto Yisrael. And he lights the path that leads unto Yah. That damn thing lights the path that leads unto darkness. That the minds of the young ones are captivated by Jezebel dog. And I would use the B word, but I will refrain simply today. You understand? Because that's what the child of hell is. He called you daughters to be kadosh, kadash, set apart and clean. And call you sons to overcome the powers of hell because you have known the word of Yah. He call you men to be admirals and strong men of the Emunah. I want to read a letter before I begin. It's a beautiful letter. Hear this. You don't know who she is, so it's no use of me telling you her name. But the sister, she sends offerings that are tremendous. And she sends tremendous offerings. She writes me this letter. She addresses it this way. I want to read it verbatimly. I'm not going to quote on it. She addresses to letter Pastor Roberts and congregation. Quote, thank you for the strong words. We were desperate and starving. How could we be so stupid and not know that the simplicity of the word is all that we need? Rarely do preachers preach out of the word. They just entertain. You have changed my life forever. You have made my faith grow, not the faith teaching. All these years hearing them did nothing compared to your preaching and the congregation. My faith is strong because I fear Yahweh now. And then I can have confidence that he hears me. The more I hear your preaching, I fear more. And through the fear, I get free from the bondage and evil world. I want to emphasize the last paragraph. Hear this. She says this. My husband and I used to fight all the time. Since I was blessed to find you and hear truth, I quit fighting. I believe the word you preach, that as a sister, need to be quiet and humble. It is not a punishment. It is the finality of freedom. Shalom Yisrael. Shalom. Shalom. When we obey the emet of Yah, it is the finality of freedom. We are free. Do you all hear that? She said, in all of the ordeals that I've encountered, it is the truth that speaks the finality of the issue. And now I am free. It is not a belittlement. It does not reduce me from the character that Yah imparted into me, but it strengthens his purpose in me. Now that is what the enemy is doing today, brothers and sisters. He is trying to destroy the witness of the imats. You cannot have the power of the truth without the testimony of Yahshua. He came in his Abba's name. And the name that he came in must be declared, or it must be the authority of his testimony and his strength. It cannot be God or Lord, Baal. It must be the one that sent him. We can reject that to our own demise and our own destruction. And so because Satan cannot at this time precisely identify the remnant, he knows that those that are of Israel, they will be identified. And our identity is in Yahshua. You all hear me? It is not in some Baptist format. It is not in Catholicism or Islam. It is not in that. Our strength and testimony of our identity is in Yahshua. I want to begin here. I want you to look at the scripture with me. It says in Giliana, Revelation. Revelation. Scripture says in Giliana, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 17. I want to point or bring our attention to this because there is something that I want to reveal unto us today. It is a simple truth. Yokohan there in this situation that Yah had placed him in. And as he began to move in the Ruah or the life of the witness of Yahshua, and that is what Giliana is. It is a revelation of his Hamashiach. It is a revealing power of Yahshua. As he began to understand the depths of Yahweh, or the witness of Yahshua, that Yah began to reveal things unto him of a time that is at hand. We are in that time. He says, and the dragon, this beast, this government, the powers that be, they were wroth or angry with the woman, the one that had brought forth the man-child, the one that brings forth the zira or the seed of Israel. As Satan is mad or wroth with the woman that brings forth the seed, so is he using the woman today or the physical state of a woman to bring this seductive power into the world. He did it with Adam and Shafa, with Eve. He used her to allow that seductive power to be brought into the world. And that is the truth, whether you reject it, damn your liberal rights or your women libs. It is a preposterous, wicked thing. It has corrupted more women than anything, broken more homes, and shattered the lives of many. That's what it has done. It has not liberated the woman. She still makes less than the man. It has not liberated her. She is still despised. She is betrayed as a female carnivorous dog in their music, their plays, their theatrics. Yah portrays her as a gem unto man. He portrays her when she fits the qualifications that it brings man into his favor. This wicked damn world, it is vile. It's corrupt. We need men to declare the truth. That's what we need. Not like the sister said, these men are entertaining. I come not to entertain you. I come to declare the whole counsel of Yah. His directives, his instructions, his guidelines, his teachings. That's what the Torah is. There are guidelines. Everything in life, there's a guideline. Mother here cannot do what she did when she was 35. She doesn't possess the strength she did when she was 35. Elder Mark cannot do, regardless to how physical, the physical shape he's in, he cannot do what he did when he was 35. Hallelujah. We get this mind of Yahshua, we grow exponentially every day, and we grow to the zenith of power that we can resist the powers of hell. Why? Because we submit unto the guidelines of Yah. And we submit ourselves unto the Torah, the truth of Yah. We can resist every power of hell, and the enemy will flee. I believe the word of Yahweh. What else is it to live for? Do we live our lives based on the philosophies of men? Do we base our lives on the intelligence of men today? If this is intelligent, what it has created here, then it is a wild, wicked intelligence. I don't want that. If this is intelligent, the debacle in this nation and the nations of the world, I don't want to be a part of that intelligentsia. I'd rather be a simple man with simple understanding of what Torah teaches. Because those things will not sustain you in any form of life or any battle of life at all. It is only the directives, the teachings, the counsel, the guidelines of Yah that sustains us. He said the dragon was wroth. He was angry with the woman. And so today this woman, the enemy, is still angry. He was wroth with the woman and he went to make war. He went to make battle. He went to make war. Look at who he went to make war with. He went to make war with the remnant of a zira, of her seed. Does a seed produce after its kind? Come on here, somebody. A seed produces after its kind. Is the word of Yah, his Emet, his Torah, is that a seed? And if that seed is in us, it produces after its kind. It will produce Torah truth, Torah light. Every seed produced after its kind. Every seed. Hallelujah. Mankind and womankind produce mankind after its kind. A dog and a cat cannot produce a mankind. Every seed produce a seed after its kind. And if the word of Yah, the Zira, we are the Zira of Yah, the seed of Yah, if it's a seed, if the word of Yah is a seed, the Dopa is a Zira, is a seed of Yah, then it produce after its kind. The Torah honors and magnifies the Abba. It strengthens his Mishra, his kingdom rule in us, brothers and sisters. That's what the Torah does. And the Torah produced after his kind. So if that's the case, then Shatan, the seed that he sows, produced after his kind. And that's what he is doing today. And so the powers that be, as they did not know, the princes did not even know that he was the Hamashiach. Because if they had known, they would have never impelled the son of Yah. They would have never. They did not know. And they don't know who the Zirat of the seed of the remnant is. But Shatan is setting up all of his checkpoints to find out. And this is the finality. I don't care what these religious perverts tell you. There is no catching a way out of the very trial that shall try the nations of the world. And no nation is going to be spared. They are lying dogs. The deceivers of hell. There is no secret rapture coming in the midst of the night. And this rebellious, wicked Jezebel house is going to escape like hell. Every kind of religious form comes from Hollywood. The Hollywood preachers, the Benny Hinn dogs, the TD pimping faggot jakes, and all the rest of them. I say it without any fear of retribution. They got their Hollywood scarlets, these Jezebel women calling themselves chief apostles and apostles. Where a man has the power of the Shulishiams, there is a visitation by Yahshua. And these Jezebels of hell don't even know the power of Yahshua. We see that when Shaul down that Damascus road, when Yahshua spoke, Shaul, why do you persecute and kick against me? And he set him apart, that he may impart into him the revelation of the power of Torah that he had been raised in from his child up. And yet when that testimony of Yahshua began to penetrate him, then life was imparted into him by Torah. He went to make war with the remnant of the Zira. Who are they? Who is the remnant? Brothers and sisters, it is not this damn trust they call Christendom. It is not this trust they call the apostolic. It is not this foul mess they call the Baptist or the Pentecostal. It is not those that call themselves charismatic. This is the identity of those. That's why the Shabbat, remember the Shabbat, and keep it kadosh, set apart, that you may come into my presence, and that it may be a Shabbaton. You may rest in my bosom, I may rest in your love, and we may fellowship one with the other. He's not coming against these whole houses, because they're all in conjunction with him. They all have their faiths. We see this vile thing that's coming out of Hollywood now, a Jezebel. I want to use my other expression, this whore called Madonna and her Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is a devious writing of hell. The Talmud is from hell. It is not Torah. Yah did not give those corrupt Zionists and men call themselves priests. He did not give them the power to interpret. It is of no private man's interpretation. It is revealed by the Ruah. So to hell with the Talmud and the Book of Mormons and the Quran and all of their false philosophies and books. There is only one truth, and the power of that truth, unless you have the witness of the testimony of Yeshua, you don't have the power of the truth. And he came in his Abba's name. Hallelujah. He came in that name. And so this whole house out here today, she is spewing forth her venomous poison, trying to identify the remnant of the seed. Who are that? Who are they? They that keep the mitzvah, the commandments of Yah. Hallelujah. And have the testimony of Yeshua HaMashiach. Go to the Christian whore and ask her, how can this be? Yah says that these are the ones that are going to overcome, that have, they keep the mitzvah, the commandments of Yah. Well, that doesn't mean us. I know it doesn't mean you. You're not Israel. You're not the zira, the seed of the remnant. When that truth is sown in you, it flourishes. It brings life to Torah. I know under the witness of two or three men, death came if it was deserved. But the Torah is a book of life. Everything in the Torah brings us to the bosom or to the witness of Yah. And what he has done, he has sent forth this simple flesh, Yeshua, to show us the power of this Torah and the life of the Torah. And when a man truly gets the witness of Yeshua, he will not deny the mitzvah, the commandments of Yah. He cannot. He cannot. He cannot deny it. I don't care if it's your daddy. I don't care who it is. This is what the word of Yah says. You can add to it to your own damnation. You can try to retract from it to your own retraction. Or your backpedaling from Almighty Yah. But he came against those. And so he is trying to identify those that keep the mitzvah of Yah, and that they have the witness of Yeshua. There are those that said that they are commandment keepers. You cannot have the power of the commandment of Yah without the one that instructs us in the commandment. Yeshua instructs us in the life of the commandment. You cannot have the power of the Torah without the testimony of Yeshua. You just have letters that are written that are based, or your righteousness, your tzedakah, is based upon your own character and your ability to apply them to your life. What Yeshua does, he brings the revelation of the strength of Torah, and the words that Yah speak, they are pure, they are life, they are powerful. He brings it alive, and it caused this reaction in us, of great ecstasy and joy. And we rejoice in the power of this revelation truth. That's what revelation is, not what these damn dogs are talking about today. Revelation is the simplicity of his truth. Then it brings us into the fullness of the knowledge of the testimony of Yeshua and what it conveys unto us, and how we prevail against the powers of hell because of this testimony. Did he not prevail? Did he not have the testimony of his Abba? Did he not come in his name? There is no other name, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. It must be in that name. It cannot be in the name of Baal. It must be. I will show us as I go through this exegesis, if I may use that insignificant terminology, as I take us from line to line and precept upon precept. You understand? I want to show us the simple truth, brothers and sisters. The enemy is doing a massive job altering and bringing in a light that is a false light. It's not a sincere light. It's not a true light. It's one thing about that moon out there. There's a true light at night. When the full moon shines, even walking through the woods, you can see. You may have a flashlight that says a million candle lights, but it's nothing like the fullness of the shining and the brightness of the moon, isn't it? It's all false. It's all trying to emulate what Yah has done. And that's why Shaitan has raised up these icons, these idols, to call them stars. Because that's what Shaitan is, a day star. He wants to exalt himself above the ambience of the beauty of Yah. So they raise up these dogs, and he shows you how little they are. He put them on his streets there in San Fran, or wherever the whore nation is. He put their names in the dirt, and people tromp on them, and they walk on them. They walk on their name because that's what they are. They're trash. That's what they are. They're going to burn in the oven of hell. We're going to tread upon them as ashes under our feet. So he has sent forth these Jezebels like this little spear's whore. That it's all right, young daughters. It's not all right. Turn yourself on over unto mischievous hell. It's not all right, young brothers. It's not all right, young men. And they will glamorize this little dog and make her to be someone special. And they will promote her and they will call for her on their television programs. And she will sit there with that false ambience of a smile. And the young ones will cry behind this whore out of hell, created by Shatan, raised up by the belly of hell to try to find Israel.
He wants to destroy the testimony of Yeshua. Do you all understand that? He told you that the mitzvah of Yah, you don't have to keep the Shabbat. You must guard the Shabbat. His name is important. You cannot kill brothers and sisters. You cannot murder. You cannot steal. Yah doesn't permit it. Even if a man's hungry, he cannot steal. He said, just don't punish the man as severe if he steals. Make him pay back though. But don't do that. We must obey what the Torah teaches us. It is our discipline. It is our guidelines to life. That's what it does. It is what teaches us. It is what instructs us. That's what the Torah. If he made us, would we not want him to instruct us? Don't you want him to instruct you? I know I do. But I've instructed myself in things. I have been a miserable misfit. I have failed in every avenue. But when Yah instructs us, he brings us to his presence. You will know you're in his presence because you will get great delight in the presence of Yah. There's fullness of joy. You'll begin to experience the true joy of Yah. And you'll begin to eat from Yahshua, his right hand. Then you have pleasures evermore. It's a pleasurable thing to rise up and call on the name of Yahshua. In him you live and you move and you have your rest today in Yahshua. It is a great delight to do that, brothers and sisters. To eat from the hands of his HaMashiach. We don't want to eat from the hand of the world, polluting our minds and our thoughts and our bodies and the ideas of Yah. We can't allow that. We can't eat from the tables of swines and dogs and this putrefied table. We must eat from the table of Yah, and his table is table of his Torah. It is the life of his Torah, and his Torah is Yahshua. We must eat that bread, the whole stay and the staff. It is the staff. It is what guides us, this bread. Hallelujah. If I die, I want to die preaching like this. That's all right. Hallelujah. Nothing else to live for. What do you have to live for? There's nothing. This damnable mess is taking place. I received a letter from a brother and his wife out there in California. I'll read it. Brother Boone, he says in the letter, Pastor Roberts, I will be so glad when this pagan spirit is passed away. When it gets dark on Tuesday, it will be gone. Hallelujah. It doesn't affect me as much as it would a brother like that, especially in a place like California. Hallelujah. And so those which keep the mitzvah, the instruction, the counsel of Yah, and they have the testimony of Yahshua. Well, Pastor, I left him know, my friend. I want to read this. I know I've read these scriptures, and I will read them continuously. But it says this in 1 Yochanan, 1 John. There is no way you're going to constitute love but this way. Brothers and sisters, I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what the Baptist says. 1 Yochanan 5:3. It says this. For this is the love, the Ahava of Yah. Does it say that? Does it say that? This is the love of Yahweh. That we keep or we guard his commandments. His mitzvah and his mitzvah are not grievous. That is the love of Yah. And this is the love. You can express it all you want to with your lips. And they all would tell you, oh, quote, I love God, unquote. I know they love the God of this world because he has blinded their minds. He has blinded their minds, lest the power of the might of the Torah of Yah shine through and that they might be saved. Well, we can't be saved. Yahshua said to the rich ruler when he came, he said, Tov Rabbi, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, what does the Torah says? What does the Torah teach us? He said, I've done all that. He said, you like one thing, you don't have Havaya. Because if you have Havaya, you keep the first four and the latter six as well. Yeah. Show you what. Yeah. You don't have Havaya. Here in his love, that you guard the mitzvah. Even in the midst of death, you guard it. And the enemy, he is trying to poison us with this Sinai. With this fleshly poisoning of our minds, to think that we, can I tell you that this world is in a hell's mess
whether you believe that or not, this nation is in a hell's mess. It is simply keeping the minds of the subject wrapped up in trivial things, like a little whore like this. Keep these little things, they keep their minds attached to that. And every newspaper will talk about this whore. And every talk show will have her own. The Oprahs, the Jezebels of the world, because they're Jezebel, they're bringing a Jezebel like that on. And they will promote this spirit. They will promote that. And you will find as they give you the false analogies and the reports that pregnancy has dropped. No, these young whores are killing the babies. They are aborting them. They don't have to tell the parents, they're killing them. That's what they are doing, my brothers and sisters. That's why you got to come out of this kind of mindset. You cannot have this mindset. You cannot allow this mind to entertain you. What the world offers us is the mind of Shatan. What the Torah offers us is the mind of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel, the Hamashiach for the house of Israel. You cannot come out of the thinking. You cannot associate your thinking with her. You cannot be a part of a thinking process. You must come out. So it trains the mind for acceptance. Brothers and sisters, this is love. This is the love. For this is the love, the Ahava of Yah. This is the love. This is your love toward Him. For this is my love toward my spouse, that you live faithfully with them. That's your love, isn't it? That you will not dishonor them, but you will honor them. That's what it is. Come on, the sister that wrote this letter, come on, it should be rebuked to all women. That you talk smart with your damn wicked mouths to your husband, man. You that hear this kind of preaching, and it doesn't affect you. Don't tell me, because if you listen to what I say, it would affect your life like this. It would affect your life like this. It would affect your life like this. You will have a testimony like this. Because Yeshua is real in this sister. He's been made alive. Not by some phony jackass. They're not even jackasses. They are unclean men that handle the word of Yah in unrighteousness. They cannot handle the Torah of Yah in unrighteousness. You bring death upon the people. There must be men of Siddiqah, a righteous propensity, or righteous state of mind. And the mind is made right by the justification of Yah, through the knowledge of Yeshua, and their minds are stable by this living truth. You've got to always have life in order to produce anything. And that's what the enemy is doing. He has this false life today. But it's not real. It's not real. It's not the life of Yahweh. For Yah, His life is real, brothers and sisters. So herein is love. Here is the state of love, that we guard the mitzvah of Yah, His commandments, and they don't hurt us to do it. It's not a grievous thing to keep the Shabbat. It's not a grievous thing to call on His name. It's not a grievous thing not to love Yah with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's not grievous unto Israel. Hallelujah. It's not a tough thing. It's not arduous for us. We know we have the witness of Yahshua when there's a liveliness behind it. But we are not dead. We don't look dead. We don't sit dead. We don't act dead. But there's a liveliness to what He has put in us. It comes alive when you hear it. When you think about it, it fills your level with joy. Even on the deathbed, it'll fill your level with joy. It will fill your level with excitement of Almighty Yah. This is the living word. It's the living truth. It's not dead. It's not an entertaining truth. It is a destroying truth, to tear down, to destroy, and then to build up the standards and the testimony of Yahshua in you. Yah wants to tear down that fleshly carnal admiration and adoration, that mind that opposes Him and hates Him, that He may impart in you to the discipline of the mind of Yahshua. And it comes by training, and we must be trained. In order to be trained, we must go to the Torah. You cannot go to nothing else to get the training but the Torah. The military got books that they train soldiers on during World War I. And they still use the same books. They've simply been revived. Same books, same wording, same disciplines, same principles. Still the same. And so this book trains us in the Ahava. You cannot have that pure Ahava, not this emotional trash, but this pure Ahava, without guarding His mitzvah. Because when you guard them, you show Him you love Him, man. If you don't guard that, you don't love him. Shaul said, I'm set for a defender of the Torah of Yah in Yeshua. So we're set to defend this testimony of Yeshua, for in that testimony is the power of his Torah. And that's what the enemy is trying to wrench and destroy out of the hearts of Israel. He doesn't know how to identify them, so he takes a blanket effect. He doesn't care about killing his children. He killed them. He destroys them with diseases and death. That's why Yah said, don't learn their way. Don't let them train our mind, brothers and sisters. Come out of that. Come on. Quit eating their putrefied things. Quit filling your bellies with the husk out there in the world. Quit filling your spirit with that. I'm even talking about the natural foods as well. What they fix in their whorehouses, these Jezebel with their painted nails. And you eat that damn trash. Something is twisted in your mind. Something is wrong. I'm just telling you all, whether you buy it or not, something is wrong with your logic. Something is twisted in you. I'd rather my belly growl all day long. Let's eat the true bread. Let's eat that which is healthy. That damn trash out there is killing you and destroying your mind. You can't think well. You can't function. Your body cannot excrete that trash out of your wicked belly. Why? Because the God of your belly loves that. Stay away from it. Hallelujah. And I don't apologize to you weak ones. You ones that are weak. You're gluttonous and greedy. You got to have that damn poison. And I use that expression because it's damning you. It's twisting your mind. It doesn't allow you to think that this thing needs food at the right kind. You think that Shaltan prepares a plate for you to strengthen you? He destroys you. That's why all the world is going that way. You are a damn fool if you go that way. Jezebel spirit. Come, you husbands and wives, you quit going out here eating that damn trash. Stop it! Fill your bellies with that, feeding your children that trash. Get an apple. You ain't going to die. You wicked folks, you're not going to die. The babies over there in African Cuba down there, little belly swole, they ain't dead yet. This wicked generation. Hallelujah. So eat the things that make our minds healthy. Make us strong, our teeth. Our body is strong. Hallelujah. That's why I'm feeding you with this today, to make your mind strong. So I'm not apologizing for what I say. And I don't care if it touch you. I intend to touch you. That's why I said it. You're not dealing with some superficial coward. Hallelujah. You're dealing with a real man here. No, it's not his strength because he has life in him today. He has a breath. He may go home and be weak over there. But at this moment here, he has a strength that's fortifying him today. It's the breath of Yah. Hallelujah. You see, he has breathed on this man. And he speaks unto Israel, a rebellious house, a house of harlotry, of whoredom, a hard-headed people that rebels and rejects. He brought them out to fare them well. Did he not? Did he not? And they said, let us go back to Egypt. Deacon Ben, he brought that out so beautifully. Doing mitzvah greater than you could even have it expounded upon. Take us back to the flesh pots. You go back to the flesh pot of the world. That's wickedness. That's not Yahweh. It is not of Yah. You're fools when you go that way. And I say it. You from the table of Yah. From a table some whore prepared for you. That's what's wrong with the people today. They've eaten from the tables of whoredom. False men. False. They're not preachers. They're not the Raha of Yah. False Jezebel women. Hallelujah. We need to eat from the table. And that table is Yeshua. Because on that table, hallelujah, unless you eat his flesh, unless you drink the blood of Yeshua, you are not his disciple. You're not one that is disciplined by the Torah. Hallelujah. And his body was the Torah. His body was the power of Torah. His body was restrained by Torah. His body was kept by Torah. His body was justified by Torah. And what he imparted, the life of Torah, in those words that Yah spoke unto Moshe, because he was carnal, he was natural, he could not comprehend it, just like us today. We don't know how to receive it because we're carnal. We're intimate in our minds. Our minds are enmity against Yah. We're enmity. We have a hatred for him because we don't want him to correct us. Correct me, Yah. Hallelujah. Quit going to the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Feed from the table of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we're sickly the way we are, brothers and sisters. That's why bodies can't even excrete waste the way it should. It is the carbon expression of what our spirits are. That's why you can't get that damn trash out of you, the wickedness, the hardness of your own corruption. It's like plaque on your teeth. Your heart has been plaque. You might as well say, help me, Yah. You could sit in your hypocrisy. It makes no difference at all. This sword is turning here. This sword is turning. You understand? I don't bear it in vain. No emptiness in this sword. And it has been wet. It is sharpened too. No dullness in it. Hallelujah. So this is the love. This is the Havavya. His purity. This is it. Nothing else but that we keep his mitzvah. Solomon says in Mishli, Proverbs 7:2. I'm going to finish this message today. I want to move kind of expeditiously. The scriptures I want you to understand. You cannot understand. Brothers and sisters, have you ever purchased something that has all the details laid out, the instructions, and there are hundreds of little pieces you got to put together? You start on that thing without reading that, you mess up every time, don't you? How are you going to walk the way of Yah without understanding this way by the revelation of Torah and this true testimony of Yahshua? You cannot. It's one thing I do like about Brother Allen. When I get something like that, I call him because the first thing he says, where are the instructions? So like, man, let's get moving. I don't need no instructions. Well, this piece right here, you put that first pass, you got to take that off and this off. Oh, man! That's why this won't fit and it's not working. And yet when you follow the instructions, it is easier. It saves time. Or I call Deacon home, put this together. And why? Because I know what the brother's going to do. He's going to look at the instructions and now pass it. I don't know if we need to put this on this time because I don't know if it'll get through the door. Come on, man. I want to see the end product. That's the way we are. We're drugstore-ish. We want everything from the drugstore. Instant, instantaneously, ready, fixed, and ready to go. That's the way we are. And so the Torah was laid out that it would build our lives in a momentum that will enable us with strength for the battle that is ahead. And you cannot put a block in there that is untempered. You got to put the right mortar on there. And the mortar must be right. We got to mix this thing right. Hallelujah. You got to mix it right. It must be mixed with emuna. You got to mix this word with faith. Now with doubt, it must be mixed with faith. Solomon says in Mishli 7:2, he says, the wisdom of Yah speaks to us. It says, keep my mitzvah, my commandments. Does it say that? And die. And live. You keep the commandments of Yah and live, and my Torah as the apple of your eye. I know what it says in some translations. It says law. But in the concordance of the lexicon, you will find that word law in every place is Torah, Torah. It may enunciate a little different, but it is the Torah. It is the Torah of Yah. It is the instructions, the discipline, the counsel, the guidelines, the statutes of Yah. Come on, how can he be the Most High without guidelines and instructions? How can you, Deacon, really be an avant to your sons without instructing them? You never instructed them. No, you did not. You never disciplined them. No, you did not. You never gave them guidelines and said, boy, I said at 5, you better be in this house, in this yard. You never did that. No, sir. And when they went outside of that, you just fell on your knees and cried. You did not correct them. Okay, my brother. That's the way Yah is. He had a law in his house. You know, my grandmother would say, I laid a law down, boy. This is the law. That's what our parents would say. I'm laying the law down. This is it. I'm telling you. And so Yah has laid the law down. He has laid it down for us. Not only has he laid it down for us, he has put it in us, Yisrael. Well, Pastor Roberts, you bring about condemnation. No, it is the mind that is enmity against Yah that has brought your condemnation. I bring you strength and health and wealth from Yah. I bring you counsel from above. I bring you strength that will sustain you, brothers and sisters. I bring you the knowledge and revelation that will train your mind like Yahshua, that you will please Yah in all things and not some things. That's what I bring to you, my friends. Hallelujah. You're trying to reduce us. I know our flesh is as grass. It is filthy. It is vile. And I want to uncover it, make it naked, that we may be clothed with the tzedakah, the righteousness of Yahshua. That's what I want. That's what Yah wants. Were you trying to impel us. Yeah, I'm trying to destroy your flesh. And the spirit that's in you that caused your flesh to operate that way, that you may perfect the kadosh or the nature of Yahshua in you, in the fear of Yah. Sure I am. It's not because of despising. I despise the works of the flesh. Because I know what it's going to take, my friends. Hallelujah. You're not going to get over the way we're going. Whose song was sing, how I got over. Oh, how I got over. Oh, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. How I got over. Oh, I got over. You know my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. It is the imat, the truth that brings you over. Hallelujah. It is the truth. That's how we're going to get over. No other way. We're not trying to get over each other. We're trying to get over this corruption that impedes us. But our minds cannot commune with our Abba. Hallelujah. You know, I've never known an Avad. You all know that. I'm using this for an analogy, but it got to be one of the most beautiful experiences when a son can talk to his Avad. Can nothing be more beautiful than that? Or the daughter talking to her Avad. I don't think it's nothing more beautiful than that. There's nothing like talking to Yah. Hallelujah. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. And then when children began to grow, their mind began to develop, they began to mature, then they see the beauty of being able to talk to their parents. Yes, they do. Only a fool cannot see that. They understand the beauty of being able to talk to their mother. Talk to their avat, the ima. Yeah, it is. That's why you train them now and establish that in them. Don't talk to them like my mother talked to me. I hate you. You make me sick, you son of a. Don't talk to them that way. Hallelujah. Don't be a fool. Move on, preacher. I'm going to move on. It says in the 13th chapter of Mishlei, and the 13th verse, whoso despise the Torah, the word, shall be destroyed. Well, what is the word? What is this truth? It's Torah. Mishlei, Proverbs 13:13, whosoever or whoso despise the word of Yah shall be destroyed. But he that fears the what? The mitzvah, the commandments of Yah, he shall be what? Now, is that the truth now or just then? It's the truth now, brothers and sisters. Come on, when you fear the mitzvah, these are the mitzvah of Yah. And everything that is stipulated in his instructions to man, they're based upon his mitzvah. The Torah is based upon this, not breaking this. It gives us guidelines and instructions how to be at shalom with our neighbors, with our brothers and our sisters, how to be kind to them, how to show the pure hava. And Yah says to you, Yisrael, I want to go beyond that. I want to put it in you. And when you receive this pure witness of Yahshua, you will know you're the seed of Yisrael. You will know you're the seed. And immediately the spirit of the world will begin to attack that. It will. Because it is always the enemy. Shatan goes about like a what now? A roaring or quiet lion. Seeking. Is he seeking? So when one is seeking something, they're looking to find seeking whom he may devour. Is that so? So he's always going around seeking. He's sniffing out just like a beast in the forest or in the woods. They're always sniffing. That's why the male beast always mark his territory. Or the female as well. You know how they do that? They just go there and urinate a little bit. That's how they do it. They mark their terrain. And when another beast comes, it... don't go in there because it's already marked. Not only that, they can tell the strength of the one because of the smell of the urine. They can. So we ought to be able to tell the strength of Yah by what he instructs us in. His disciplines. Come on, brothers and sisters. This is our strength. This is the assurance of our life here. So when a man fears the mitzvah of Yah, he shall be rewarded. He shall be rewarded. These hypocrites today are removing the minds away from the mitzvah. They're saying that the name of Yah, his name is vitally important. I use this analogy often. I've used it in the past. There is no man or no woman, no isha no Isha, no husband, no wife wants their spouse to come in and call them by a name that they had other encounters with. That will royal one, that will make them angry. She will. And don't let he or she know or know that that one that they have had relationship with, that really royals them. It wouldn't mean, don't come in here and call me Bobby King or Billy Jack. Call me David. Hallelujah. You don't want me calling you Avion or... So it is with Yah. He doesn't want you to call him by some pagan derivative of man to destroy his beauty. He doesn't want that. Hallelujah. He wants to, for you to know his name. And you call him by his name because he is your Abba. And that's how he loves us. We guard his commandments. We guard the Mitzvah, and we shall reward it. I want to read this in Baruch. Second Baruch. You don't have this. It says in the part of the second Baruch, 38:2. It says this. It says, Yah, the Torah, your Torah is life. And your wisdom is the right way. I do not care where that is written, it's right. For the Torah of Yah is life. And the wisdom, the understanding, the binah, the knowledge, or that truth, the essence of it, revealer, it is the way. And so that's what the Torah does. It gives us the power. It enables us to walk in the way. Because the way has been trodden upon, given unto us by the Ruah, or the life of the Torah, which is Yahshua. And without Yahshua's witness, then we have no power of Torah. You have no Torah. There are those that have a great understanding of the commands of the Mitzvah of Yah, but there's no life to it. There's no power. And they regress all the time back in their natural and their natural proclivities or their ways that are not pleasing unto Yah. We progress because we are in Yahshua. And because we are in Yahshua, we are covered by the Tzaddikah of Almighty Yah. For the Tzaddikah, the righteousness of Yah, is everlasting. And His Torah is the imat of the truth. So we are covered by that righteousness of Yah because we walk in the truth. Yahshua is the truth of Yah. Cover us, Yahshua. Let the Tzaddikah, the covering of His HaMashiach, cover me. I want to be right, brothers and sisters. Now, I don't want to do this thing with falsehood. I don't want to do it that way. I sincerely want to do right. I want my motive to be pure and sincere. I don't want to be a false brother. I don't want to be a deceived brother or try to deceive us. I'm not going to speak things to us that are sugar-coated and make us sense this appeasing or this natural satisfaction. I want you to be troubled in your mind because that lets me know that the word of Yah is searching the inward parts. All of us, if we go home, can we find sand in the house? You sweep, all the sand is gone, isn't it? You sweep again, it's gone. Oh, you sweep again, I know it's gone. You sweep again, it's gone. You sweep all day long, it's still not gone. Hallelujah. I sweep that office of mine. Deacon Billy comes in, and he leaves enough to make a sandbox for little Caleb. I sweep that out, and Elder Martin comes in, and he builds a mount over there where he sits. I sweep that out, and brothers come in. Sister Roberts made track through there, and she got sand from that part all the way up the steps. So it's a constant working, isn't it? That's what the Torah does. Constantly. It constantly. That's what the life of the Torah constantly reminds us. That's all right by me. Hallelujah. That's all right. Hallelujah. I like that. It always reminds us. It's a constant. It's a constant reminder that, oh, how Yah loves you. Oh, how Yah cares for you. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy wants us to turn away from that. Our minds away from the strength of Torah. It is our life. For the Torah is our life, brothers and sisters. And the wisdom of Yah is His way, because it is His wisdom. It is the experience that Yah has had with us that teaches us how to walk before Him. That's what wisdom is. It is an experience that we share, that we can teach others how to walk. That's why parents know how to teach children the pitfalls of life. That's why those that have been married know that they know how to teach the young ones the very thing they will confront in life in a marriage. That's what wisdom does. It's an experience. And above all, Yah has had an experience with man since day one. Oh, all those short spans of life, we have not endured the experience that he has had from day one unto the utterance that came out of the mouth of Solomon. So he has the years in, all right? We just don't have that, brothers and sisters. Do you all hear me? That's why he gives us this great experience in Yeshua. We can redeem it. The time is redeemed. He has put it all in Yeshua, and then we redeem the time. We can get it. Instead of taking 2,000-3,000 years, it comes every second of the day, all day long. Our minds are renewed, they're refreshed in the truth of Almighty Yah. For we meditate on it, we think on it, we gravitate to it, we read it, we study, we love it, we bless him for it. Hallelujah. We will find ourselves growing beyond our own expectation. We will never mature and grow unless this be the premises whereby we operate in. We operate in our flesh. We're going to fail every time. We're going to make Yah shame. We're going to shame him. We're going to bring him to shame before the wicked ones of here. We're going to expose his Hamashiach, that there's no power in the prevailing works that he has done to redeem us there on Calvary. And it is. When that testimony becomes real, then there's a pleasure. His mitzvahs are not grievous. It is a grievous thing for folks to keep the Shabbat because they're doing all their wickedness on this day. It is so grievous they're waiting so they can get out and take pleasure in their flesh. I delight in the Shabbat of Yah. I delight in the rest. I delight in the quietness. I do. I take great comfort in it. It refreshes me, refines me. Oh, I may go home and study the book, but that's all right. I rest in that. I kick my heels up and sleep for 15, 20 minutes, and I'm refreshed. We need this truth. Hallelujah. I want to be God in Romeyah. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. That this is our liberation. This is our freedom, brothers and sisters. I want to begin here. And I want to read these verses carefully. I want you all to hear me, please. Follow along with me. Write them down and go back and refresh your minds and study it again and see whether I'm falling off the deep end. What Shaul speaks here, it must have a constitution in the Torah. It must be in the Tanakh. It has to be. And if it's not, it is based upon a false fabrication. A lie, but it is the truth. Shaul says to us in Romeyah 8:1, he said, "They are my friends, my brothers, my sisters, my Israelite friends, you go him." He said, "Now therefore there is no condemnation to them which are in Hamashiach, Yeshua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Ruah." The words that Yeshua speaks unto us, are they not Ruah, spirit? Are they not life? Are these the words of his own bosom, or he's the word of the bosom of the Abba? He is the word of the bosom of the Abba. And so the words that he speaks unto us, they're words of the Ruah, they're spiritual, they're words of life, they're words that bring alive that which is already in us, that he has written in the Lamb of Israel. That's why we must receive the testimony and the witness of Yeshua. We must hear what he says. We must hear it, brothers and sisters. So we that are led by the Ruah, we are the sons of Yah. And if we are sensing this condemnation, you are not walking in the Ruah. If you sense some kind of condemnation, you're not walking in the Ruah. Now, I want us to stay here in Romeyah, but I want us to listen to this. You can write it down or turn there quickly. It says in Yochanan, John, Yochanan 3:19. I want to show you the condemnation. You know what it says, but I want to read it. Yochanan 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. The power of the truth of Yah, it has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
When the light shines, when Yahshua shines, you become very adamant in your stance against Yah, because your heart is evil. And that's why you are condemned. When he looked at me, yeah, I looked at you. That has nothing to do with condemnation. It's because your own deeds are evil. And yet we think that it's someone else's deeds are evil, but it's your own deeds are evil. I speak unto you the true light. And Yahshua is that true light. It's not David Roberts. It is not you, but it's him. And I declare that counsel of Yahshua unto you. This is the condemnation. You love darkness. What is darkness? What is sin? Defying the Torah? Regressing from the Torah of Yah? Transgressing the Torah? That's sin. So that is the condemnation, because the truth of Yah has been revealed to you and you will not accept it. You love your evil ways. You love your vile ways, your corrupt ways. That's what this world loves. It doesn't love truth. That's why you must hold fast the mitzvah and the testimony of Yahshua, brothers and sisters. They're trying to take it from you. Kinfolks and relatives and religious proselytes. And they have no power. They have no knowledge of scripture. They cannot even sit down in scripture and prove one iota what they believe. They cannot do it, my friends. And so they go on emotions and feelings. And what some man has said, I don't discount a true man of Yah, but what some false proselyte has said, trying to draw those into their foes for the purpose of money and gain, and they have no power of the truth of Almighty Yah. And so they use this personal, emotional attack and say, well, it ain't so you were brought this way. Well, there were a lot of things I did before I began to come to the fullness of the knowledge of truth. When I was a child, I acted like a child. And now Yah matures us up into the adulthood. And now we are put away the childish, emotional things that are based upon traditions and triviality. And now we lay hold on to the truth based upon the witness and the testimony of Yahshua. See, not that I've come to destroy the Nabiyah, the Torah. I came to make the fullness of it known unto Israel. That's what he came. I talk loud and fast, but it's not that I have any control on my words, because I don't know what's going to come next. But I know it is the truth. I know it's right what I'm saying. Hallelujah. That's why you must always go back and revisit, brothers and sisters. Search the scriptures. Search. Search. Something is wrong with us when you can go out to Walmart and stay all day and you have no time for the book. You can't even speak the word over your children, your house. You're not even a Jezebel. It's what like a whore she will do, come in and count the money after she's finished it. Hallelujah. She will clean herself up. Hallelujah. I take no prisoners. Hallelujah. When you pull out the sword, it's meant to cut. And I mean to do that. Something is twisted in your mentality. Something is twisted in your mind. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. He said, light has come into the world, and because the deeds of men were so evil, they hated the light and they loved darkness. Well, what is the light? Well, what is that? Mishlei, Proverbs 6:23. Hallelujah. I'll show you what the light is. It's either the truth or a lie, right? Now, he said the light has come into the world. So the Torah tells us of our deeds, doesn't it? It shows us how corrupt we are, right? Look what it says in Proverbs 6:23. It says, for the mitzvah or the commandment is a lamp. What is a lamp for? Does it light up the way? Say it loud, brother. Light, it lights the way. Well, that doesn't say light. Okay. And the Torah is what? And the Torah is what? So the power of Torah has come into the world. And so the Torah comes out of this earthly vessel. It speaks unto Israel. And because the deeds are rot and evil, then there's a condemnation. He's speaking to me. Well, correct he or she, yeah? You better be glad that he's correcting you. Hallelujah. And not condemning you. And he corrects you by his mishpat, his judgment. So you better be glad that he's judging you. So this is evident here. What Shaul says, he was on the money. For the mitzvah, the commandment is a light, and the Torah is a light, a reproof of instruction of the way that in the life of Yah.